Cambridge's Club Passim turned 50 years old a few years back, but do not call this place passé. The small square room tucked into Harvard Square was one of the first venues to give Bob Dylan and Joan Baez a chance. Today, Passim is still the proving ground for a new generation of Boston folk musicians. And while the moody intimacy of Passim's basement stage is wonderful, so is experiencing live music under the sun. This week, Passim launched its summer series of live folk music in Kendall and Harvard Squares. And you never know, if you go, you might just catch the early songs of the next Joan Baez or Bob Dylan. So here with us to talk a little bit more about it is Club Passim's managing director, Matt Smith. Welcome to Radio Boston, Matt.
Thanks so much for having me.
Also with us is Chris O'Brien. He's one of the musicians featured in the summer series. Chris O'Brien, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Magna. Thanks for having me.
Matt Smith, let me just start with you. Obviously, Passim produces concerts throughout the year. So what do you think is different about the summer series and pushing the music outdoors?
Well, people tend to come to Passim as a destination. It's something that they know it's going to be playing there. They come and buy their ticket, and they come and watch a show. But there's a certain element of surprise to music that's outside. You get passers-by that don't necessarily know what we're doing, and they get excited by seeing live music. When it comes down to it, just about everybody likes live music, mm-hmm. and you just don't necessarily know what's out there until it's put in front of you. So it's a chance to get some of these artists out in front of a new audience, but also to bring a new audience into the club.
So how many musicians do you have lined up for the summer series this year?
There's about a little bit more than a dozen for each series this summer.
Okay, meaning each series in both in Harvard and Kendall.
And Kendall Square, right. We've been doing the Kendall Square series now for maybe about 3 years. This might be our fourth year of doing that one, but it's the first time we've done one right outside on Palmer Street, right out in front of the club.
Who are a couple of, I don't want to say your favorites, because I'm sure you love them all, but who are a couple names that come to mind on things that people should especially go out to listen to?
There's some of our regular crew that are going to be playing through the summer series. We've got people like Rose Polanzani. We've got Emily Elbert, Hanukkah Castle, Chris O'Brien, Margaret Glasby, some of our regulars, but also some newer folks that haven't done much of the club yet, but we've been developing, people like Julia Easterlin is going to be there, and Liz Longley, who's, you know, they're pretty young artists.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Margaret Glasby. She's a young singer-songwriter who's originally from California, and I understand that she started writing her own material just a few years ago. So let's listen to a bit of that. Here is some of her song, Put a Dress on Me.
Put a dress on me. I always wear the wrong thing. You can put a dress on me. If you don't like my stripes and plaids, ripped up and worn out jeans.
So Matt, tell me, why is Margaret Glasby both a regular and much beloved by Club Passim?
She's someone that moved out to the Boston area for music, and then she ended up coming and joining a couple of bands and played a couple things at the Campfire Festival that we have at Passim. And we all just fell in love with her voice, and then she started to write more of her own songs, and they were amazing. We couldn't believe that someone that young was writing these songs. And so every time we put her in front of an audience, they would go crazy for her.
Oh, really?
So she's been doing her own regular shows at the club, and we've had her at just about every outdoor event that we've had for the past couple of years at this point, and she just blows the crowd away.
That's great. So, like, new talent and young talent that people are obviously responding very strongly to. There's another band, actually, that you're featuring that I want to talk about, the David Wax Museum. Mm-hmm. Who are they?
They're a local band, again, that they've changed a little bit over the last couple of years, but they're doing kind of American folk music with a heavy influence of traditional Mexican music. David Wax spent a lot of time in Mexico and brought a lot of the music back with him, and has moved from just doing opening sets and things like that to being able to sell out his own shows at the club.
Well, that's really interesting. So you can actually hear a little bit about that Mexican influence in this song. It's called Persimmon Tree.
Tell her we'll need her around because soon she'll be a grandma.
Matt, before we turn to Chris O'Brien, another one of those artists who you're featuring in the summer series. You know, we opened the conversation by talking about how Passim was the place where Joan Baez really kind of got a foothold, and Bob Dylan was featured. Do you ever wonder that when you're booking these new artists or people keep coming back for certain folk musicians that you featured, that you've got one of the next Baez's or Dylan's?
That's certainly part of it. You assume that someone is going to come out of it that way. You never think about it that way in the moment. Just as I'm sure back in the 50s and 60s, people were really enjoying those acts, but they weren't necessarily thinking of them in iconic terms yet because they hadn't reached that level. And we're a lot more about other kinds of music that are based in folk music these days and really bringing an audience to a kind of music that they don't necessarily think that they like. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're trying to really expand the audience and expand the boundaries of what people think that we're presenting.
Oh, great. Well, Chris O'Brien, thank you for being so patient with us. You are one of those artists that may be expanding people's sense and sensibility in terms of what folk music today is. I read that legendary singer-songwriter Ellis Paul calls you a powerful lyricist, a gifted guitarist, and a charming performer, a favorite of the newest class of American troubadours. So how does it feel to have Ellis Paul call you an American troubadour?
Well, it was incredible when I got that quote from him.
And I don't want to tease listeners too much by saying that we've got a guitarist without actually hearing from you and your music. So I understand you're going to play us a song from your first album, Lighthouse. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the song and let's hear it.
All right. Well, I have a habit of falling in love pretty easily. And so this one I was sort of thinking about, you know, pulling into a diner or something on the road and falling in love with the waitress, because I'm definitely the kind of person that is susceptible to, you know, falling in love with somebody who is just bringing me coffee, you know, while I'm out on the road.
Depends
especially
on how good the coffee is.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. sometimes it doesn't even. So this one is sort of about that feeling of seeing somebody and creating this whole, you know, life in just a matter of a few minutes.
Chris O'Brien with his song Rosa. That was awesome, Chris. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Matt Smith of Club Passim, when you hear a song like that from an artist like Chris O'Brien, what are you hearing in terms of where folk music in Boston, in the Boston area, is right now?
Well, I mean, like Chris says, he's a storyteller, and he tells, there's very vivid images in there that really give you a picture of something that is, you know, it's not just about one person. It's a great story, just like a great novel tells a story that people can relate to in their own way and bring their own life into it. Chris is telling those kind of stories.
All right, Chris, since we've got you with your guitar, let's hear a little bit more music. I believe your more recent album is titled Little Red. So play us a song from that. Tell us what you're going to play. And what's a little different about Little Red versus maybe your earlier work like Lighthouse that we heard earlier?
Well, you know, Lighthouse was written primarily, the bulk of that record was written in my early 20s. I think a lot of that record sort of deals with the transition that is common, you know, when you sort of graduate high school, go on to college, you know, graduate college. It's like everything changes so drastically within 5 years. You know, you graduate from high school and everything that you've known your whole life is different, and then all of a sudden you're in some other place going to school with different people, you know, entirely different group of people, and then a few years later you're completely in some other place, you know, looking for a job or whatnot. So I feel like there's a lot of transition, a lot of love, a lot of heartbreak in the first record that sort of came along with growing up. And now this new record is sort of more, you know, late 20s, approaching 30, dealing with some maybe more, you know, some deeper issues of you know, family. And I in particular have a my father has dealt with substance abuse and addiction, you know, dealing with sort of my own sort of predisposition to chemical dependency and alcoholism, and sort of how I've, you know, dealt with that and how I'm sort of feeling about that. So this song that I'm going to play you here actually is about my father's struggles and my own sort of fears about what that means for myself.
And it's called Blood Like Yours.
My daddy's sickness in my veins, alcohol thinning out the blame, and it's a long way down, and I'm all dressed up, gonna get all messed up and carry on your family name. But you fix them cars so they run good as new, but you ain't never found the part that could fix you. And I wanna know what the future holds for a man like me who's got blood like yours. Oh, cause my daddy's sickness is running through my veins. Oh, and alcohol is thinning out the blame, and it's a long way down, and I'm all dressed up, and gonna get all messed up.
Chris O'Brien with his song Blood Like Yours. Chris, a very different feel there than what we heard earlier with your song Rosa. Do people, what do they make of it when they hear that song?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I wrote that song for myself, entirely for myself. I mean, almost, you know, therapy, just sort of needing to get that out there. And it was the first song where I ever just went head on into a topic that was absolutely 100% about me, personal, and allowed myself to be vulnerable, which I think for my first record, as I said before, it was a lot of storytelling, a lot of truth sort of intertwined with fiction, and that's somewhat true of the new record, but this song was just absolutely straight ahead.
Mm-hmm. Does Passim still see itself as a place that, A, not only can you get great live music from folks you may or may not have heard of, but B, you know, kind of, as we said, the launching ground for, who knows, like the next Ellis Paul, Dar Williams, maybe Chris O'Brien will head that down that direction and sort of become one of those nationally known figures, or is the focus of the club really going to always be just finding the best local talent that you can?
Not at all. There's certainly national talent that's been coming through the club for its entire history, and the nice thing right now is we're honoring both sides of that coin, where there is an incredible amount of national talent that's coming through, and it's the venue that they want to play at because they know the audience is going to be there with them. But also the local scene is thriving, and there's a real community to it, and there's a lot of threads to it. Chris O'Brien started coming to the club, and he started working there as a waiter before he started playing songs up on our stage.
Chris, you didn't tell us that.
He's a better songwriter than he was a waiter.
That's how you got your foot in the door. Making more tips as an actual songwriter, I presume, too.
Yeah, but then he became involved. Yeah, but then he became involved in a community that was people like Ellis Paul or Vance Gilbert and people like that that still come to the club. And they don't just come and do their shows. They'll do workshops. They'll meet other performers. We have opening acts that come in. I think Chris has opened for both of those acts before and numerous others. And so he becomes not just a person on a stage, but you become part of a community that's based around that. That's not just the artist, but it's the audience as well.
Well, and over the summer, you can actually have access to that community if you attend Club Passim's summer series in Kendall and Harvard Squares. So Matt Smith, Club Passim Managing Director, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Maggie.
And Chris O'Brien, singer, songwriter, artist, and Club Passim regular, thank you so much as well for being with us today on Radio Boston.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Oh, no, I'm in the wrong direction, 'cause I'm in a sea of people and they're looking like perfection. Baby, baby, gotta get me one of those skirts, the wraparound shirt, pull up my pantyhose, put a dress on.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
If you don't like my stripes and plaids, ripped up and worn out jeans, seasons change, but I don't feel